Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper Podcast. Coming right up, fresh tips and insights from lodging professionals aimed at helping you improve your business. Our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest App, the digital concierge that helps your guests to live like locals. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Steve Short, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I tell you, I can't believe it's been a year since we last spoke with Sarah Gazy and Eric Spence of ALP. And I don't know where the time went. An entire year went by. And here we are again. And it's actually after Sarah's first year on board. And great podcast here. It's always great connecting with them. Love these guys.
Tempest fugit, right? Time flies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, last year, that was, I think, the first conversation I'd ever had with Sarah, you know, and that was leading up to her first ALP conference because she had just really taken over probably within a couple months when we did the podcast last year. So now it's been more than a year. She talks about what they've been focusing on. And then Eric does his thing with talking about the conference, which, you know, once again, we will be there. I mean, it's the big event of the year for this industry, no doubt about it. So if you're an independent lodging professional, ALP and the conference is the way to go. And, you know, we're looking forward to it as we have over the last several years in the past. And it's always a great time. A lot of people, a lot of allied partners, a lot of aspiring, existing, new innkeepers, a whole mix. And the one common thread is it's always a lot of fun and always a lot of learning and always an opportunity to connect with new people and see people that you already know. So yeah, definitely awesome. And looking forward to everybody hearing Sarah and Eric talk about ALP and the conference for sure.
Yeah, totally. 100%. This was a really good one. And we hope you all enjoy this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with our good friend, Sarah Gazy, CEO of ALP, and Eric Spence, who's the conference and event planner at ALP. And once again, they're going to be talking about all things 2024 ALP conference and marketplace, and really much, much more of what's going on with ALP. And we hope you enjoy it. And Sarah and Eric, welcome back one more time. How are you both doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Hi, Matt. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Sarah and Matt. Thank you very much for being our incredible host.
Always a pleasure. And I can't believe it's been a year since we spoke last time. It's amazing how time passes so quickly. And Sarah, speaking of time, it's actually been a year or probably over a year at this point since you've taken over the role of CEO at ALP. And would just love to hear your perspective on how things are going and the year in review before we talk about the conference.
Sure. It flew by, but you know, time flies when you're having fun, as they say. It's been a great year, and I am so happy that I took on this role. It's been a whirlwind, but everybody is still, you know, just as welcoming and gracious as they were on day one. We've been very busy over the past year, and we're really excited about the progress that we've made over the past year, of course, on the event front. We had our Phoenix conference, of course, and then shortly after that, we had our Women in Hospitality event, and we had some representation at the AHLA Hotels on the Hill event. Eric and I have this fall been visiting with some of our state and regional organizations over the past couple of months. And of course, as we will talk about further, we have been very busy getting ready for Orlando. One of our main goals this year was to really bring education to the members year round. We know that not everybody can go to the conference, although we want them to, but we wanted to make sure that all of our members are being educated in a way that's accessible. So we put on, I believe it was 20 webinars this year, plus our winter warm-up virtual event. So we've been pushing it out, and we're trying to also recycle that information into articles and blog posts and really, you know, just reach the members with, you know, the relevant and timely information that we think is helpful to the success of their businesses. We launched a new website this year. Can't forget that. That was a big thing over the summer. That was a labor of love, and the entire ALP staff really came together and banged that out, and we're pretty proud of it. We like it. Gosh, what else have we done? Partnerships. We've been working on partnerships over the past year. We've been having quarterly calls with the state and regional association leaders throughout the country to strengthen those relationships and hear what's going on with everybody and, you know, what challenges and successes that they are having and, you know, just some brainstorming because we all face a lot of the same issues, you know, being in the same industry. So it's nice to have that sort of camaraderie with the state and regional associations as well.
So yeah, just out of curiosity, so are you talking about like the B&B type, like we were at the Michigan B&B Association? So
yeah.
that's the type of, or like Midwest, we were at Midwest, we were at Mid-Atlantic, and Yeah.
So we've been, you know, trying to work closer with them, and I'm going to be working on some resources just for them. You know, I may be an association professional, but a lot of these associations are run by volunteers. And so they don't necessarily have the education that I do. So I'm going to be putting together some courses for the association leaders to be able to help them.
Good. Yeah, I guess there's kind of strength in partnerships and strength in numbers and common goals, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
absolutely. And we've also launched a lot of new programs this year, some affinity and discount programs, paychecks for payroll services. We have a new partnership with Travel Safe Insurance and some other discount programs. So those are exciting because everybody likes to save money. And then the thing that I was working on this morning, we got a really good response to our newest program, the ALP Hospitality Huddles, which are a peer-to-peer learning and networking program. And it's based on short calls, hour-long calls each month with a different topic. So one topic might be marketing, and the next month would be HR. And just, you know, peers to get together in small groups, 5 to 7 people, 1 hour a month, and just talk it out. What are you doing? You know, what's working for you? Who are you using for this? What's, you know, the best practices you've seen? Because, you know, especially people that go to conference, they get that like one-on-one, irreplaceable networking opportunity, you know, and you can't duplicate that. But, you know, we want to try to continue to connect people year-round. So we're using these ALP hospitality huddles to connect people once a month in these small groups. And we've got a really, really good response to it. We got a lot more applicants to it than we were anticipating. So that's exciting. It's fun when you start something new and there's actually like excitement and
people that want to do it.
And people really engaged in it.
And what's the format for that? Do you have the peer-to-peer, like the 5 to 7 people that are part of the discussion and then others are watching that discussion? Or do you?
No, there's everybody is in their own group, their own huddle. And each huddle has a different time block that they're going to meet at. So it's just those 5 to 7 people together. There'll be a facilitator, you know, an industry veteran or an allied partner of ours, be facilitating each one. And it's going to give me an opportunity too to, you know, hear what the members want, what they need, what their challenges are, so that ALP can respond. You know, if we keep hearing from our members that they're having this pain point through these huddles, we can address it with resources, education, and help where help is needed.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's been a busy year. I can't. There's moments where I'm like, oh, you know, you feel like you got nothing done and there's still so much more to do. But then like, it's nice once in a while to sit back and be like, okay, we actually did do stuff this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to definitely look back and see the accomplishments. And of course, there's always the challenge of what's still in front. So other than the conference, anything you want to talk about for where you see 2024 going?
Yeah. Our main focus, of course, right now is Orlando and putting on a great conference for the attendees. But our other primary initiative right now is just growth, membership growth. We did get about 150 new members in 2023, but we want more. We know that we have a great community and a great organization. So our real focus is to just, you know, keep growing because growth of ALP is in everybody's best interest. of course, for the organization, but also for the allied partners and for the lodging professionals themselves to have a bigger community.
Yeah, for sure. I guess this is a tough question, but what's your approach for that? That's not an easy thing, right?
It's not an easy thing. Yeah. And it's, you know, there's a lot of B&Bs out there and inns and properties that might not know who we are. And, you know, we might not know how to reach them. So it's just, you know, consistency, and it's a multi-channel approach. And it's right now, for example, people don't know who we are. They're not necessarily going to invest in us, right? Like, you got to prove yourself. So right now we're running a 3-month free trial to just say, hey, check us out. We're pretty cool. At the end of those 3 months, you know, once you realize, hey, this is valuable, you know, we want people to join.
Do you find that engaging with the state and regionals, that has helped? Or do you find that the same people that are engaged there tend to be, there's a mindset, you know, of I want to be engaged regionally as well as, you know, nationally or whatever, and be part of this whole community? Yeah, I'm sure there are still some at the local level that aren't ALP members, though. Has that helped?
Yes, there are some. There are some, certainly. And, you know, we do, you know, hope that the state and regional associations help us in our growth, as, you know, we would love to do for them. But a lot of the, you know, state and regional associations are having a hard time with their membership right now, too. We have some great associations, and some, you know, are learning, you know, how to pivot and change what they do and how they're doing it. But there's some that have, unfortunately, over the past 2 years, had to disband. So we're trying to make this a mutually beneficial relationship with them, where we can help them and they can help us, and just win-wins for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Eric's chomping at the bit here. He's like, membership, that's not my responsibility. I just put on the show and then everybody's got to come to me, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've done a lot of planning, done a lot of research on what our industry needs and what they want to learn. The conference in Orlando is coming up. It's going to be a grand total of 5 days split up into various segments.
What are the dates before you get into all the details? It's where and when?
March 2nd through the 6th at the Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. Great hotel, big atrium hotel, very welcoming. It's a Four Diamond property, so they understand hospitality. They're going to take great care of us. It's kind of right in the middle of Orlando, so the hotel has shuttle services that can take you up and down the strip at night to see some of the other attractions, whether it be SeaWorld, which is right across the street, or some of the Disney properties, which are just up the highway. There's inclusive shuttles that are going to help transport people around if you want to take advantage of a little vacation time while you're at the conference at the same time, maybe pre-conference, post-conference, or even during conference.
Cool. All right. So we got 5 full days with 5 different kind of focuses. Is that right?
That's right. We have the Aspiring. The Aspiring Conference is set up for the 2nd through the 4th. So it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because we realize these are folks that have jobs already and they're interested in getting into the industry. So we spend 2 solid days of giving them education on finding a property, what kind of property, the insurances they'll need, the day in the life of an innkeeper. What do they go through from the moment they wake up to the moment it's time to tuck everybody into bed and think about what's for breakfast the next day? All the marketing needs that they have. Innkeeping is not just being friendly to people and a good blueberry muffin recipe. There's a lot more involved because it is a legitimate business. So that's the Aspiring Owners Conference. Then we have the New Owners Conference. And the New Owners Conference are over the same dates, the 2nd through the 4th. And we focus on anyone who's purchased a property within the past 18 months. Because when you take over a property, you inherit things. You inherit their website. You inherit their insurance. You inherit their booking engines. You inherit their marketing programs. You inherit everything. And for most new owners, their main purpose is keeping the ship afloat and keeping it going straight. Once they're comfortable, then it's time to start maybe rebranding it. Is it time to make it my property now, not the legacy property? And there are definite steps that have to be followed. Whether you want to change insurance companies, there's things you have to do in line, especially when it comes to marketing. There's a ton of things you need to know before you just say, I'm going to change the name with Google. That's not how it's done. There's a lot that has to happen. And if you do it the wrong way, you're not only going to spend a lot of time, but you're going to spend a lot of money backtracking to get it done right. So that's what we focus the new owners on. Then come Monday, we have our aspiring owners, we have our new owners, and then we bring in our main conference attendees who are the experienced owners. So they really have a whole day to network and ask questions, share stories. And we start that main conference on Monday and then carry it over Tuesday and Wednesday. And within that main conference, we section it out again into financial strategies, marketing strategies, operational strategies. We've even brought in an entire 3 days of wedding and event management strategies, because a lot of our properties get involved in weddings and events and even have a wedding and event planner. So this makes it a great opportunity to bring staff to the conference as well. And then they can focus on what they need their education on to grow that specific portion of their business. Alongside of that, we've created the first ALP Culinary Conference. And this is pretty exciting. This is a full 3 days where, again, you can bring that staff member from the back of the house in. And we're not sharing recipes. We're not trying to take a classically trained chef and make them a Michelin star chef. We're looking to take a great back of the house cook and elevate their game, give them the confidence. So when a guest walks in the door and says, I'm allergic to mushrooms, I hate rosemary, and I love garlic, make me something, they're going to have the ability and confidence to throw a dish together on the fly. We'll explore port and cheese tasting in the afternoon. We're going to cover tea time in the afternoon. We're going to cover Greek breakfasts and vegan breakfasts and overnight pastries that they can have fresh for their guests the next morning. We're even going to go as far as doing liquor and wine pairings for breakfast. That's going to be a popular one. Man, that's why Matt's asking, where do I sign up for that one?
Sign me up.
I think you had Matt at mushrooms, actually, but
so there is a lot going on in Orlando this year, and it really is. We're stressing that this is an investment in your business to grow your business. There is no better time to work on growing your business when your business is doing well. And that's a lesson everybody has learned or should have learned in 2020. When things were going nicely for you, that was the time to learn how to pivot, to change, to learn, to grow. Because you almost have to look in the mirror and say, what do I need help with? Do I need help with marketing? Do I know what GA4 even stands for? Do I even know what artificial intelligence is and how to use it in my business? Because if you don't, you need to be in Orlando, because this is the next hill that the hospitality industry is climbing. And those who put in the time and the energy to learn it, that downside is going to be very easy. But if you don't learn it now, you're going to be climbing that hill for a long time, because everybody else is going to be on the downside of the hill because they've learned it and their business is taking off and they're just more relevant than your business is online. So there's a lot happening that people should, you know, our industry needs to take advantage of.
Yeah, I would think that, well, it doesn't really matter, new or however long you've been doing it. I would think the technology is probably one of the bigger hurdles out there. I don't know. What's your feeling on that? Because, again, it's changing so much, and it's got to be really difficult for innkeepers to feel like, I mean, some of them might not be coming from it with a lot of technical background to begin with, right? You've got your, I guess, your quote unquote corporate refugees who probably are more well-versed and more comfortable with it. But even so, when you've got to worry about all of those other important things that are so guest-centric, it seems like the marketing, booking engines, and whatever channels you have to be concerned with to get those bookings, there's so many of them. And it just seems like with it changing, that would be a really tough thing. I mean, our app is a small part of that, but there are so many things that are so essential from a technology standpoint that it seems like it's almost a given that you need to go to a conference like ALP just to find out what's happened in the last year, you know?
It is. And there are quite a number of marketing companies that we work with that are ALP ally partners that understand AI, for instance, and understand these booking channels and how to reach, because marketing in the bed and breakfast industry is a totally different marketing strategy than a hotel. And it's a totally different marketing strategy than a short-term vacation rental, because the clientele is different. The traveler is different, and you need to know where to start throwing your darts. You know, vacation rentals are geared towards families and groups. They're renting a whole house out. But the B&B industry is more geared towards the couples, towards those who are looking for a getaway, business travelers. You need to be working with somebody who understands those niche markets that are going to help you grow. And you may not have the need to understand the in-depths of Google Analytics 4, for instance. That's what you're paying a marketing company to do. But it surely does not hurt one bit to stay at least in the conversation. So you can go to your marketing company and say, I just learned this at the conference that I went to. Where is my marketing? With the marketing you're offering my business, are you incorporating these strategies? Because they sound really important right now. Even just the basic knowledge of it is something that you need to stay on top of. Even if somebody else is doing the work for you, you need to be aware of what's going on around you. And even with the new technology, you can kind of look to old school in a way, because there's new owners that we have coming in that are learning this new technology and operating with new technology. But we have a lot of innkeepers that are veterans that may be looking to get out of the business. And part of our conference is even dedicated to them and our financial strategies, because when it comes time to sell, you don't just say, put my B&B on the market. There's definite strategies. We just had a phone call with a broker the other day, and her basis is if you can show an increased profits of $10,000 a year, that equates to $100,000 in your sales price. And that's huge, but that takes time to build. You need to build a 3, 4, 5 year strategy. So just saying, let's sell is not the way to do it. You need to be looking 5 years out when it's time to sell. And these are the concepts that we're going to be teaching at the conference. So again, it's an investment. It's not that you couldn't survive by not going, but you really need this to survive in the future. You need to stay ahead of the curve and stay ahead of the competition and really grow your business. Because when it's time to cash in the check at the end, when you sell, everything you put in is going to pay off in dividends.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You mentioned allied partners, of which we are one. You want to talk about some of the allied partners that are there, or just the number, the sheer number of us that are attending that will be there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have nearly 4 dozen exhibitors that will be there, exhibitors and sponsors. We have 7 new ones that have never exhibited before with ALP. So that's very exciting. And a lot of them are into that new technology. We have a new one that we just did a webinar actually a few weeks ago called Stay in Charge. They deal with EV, electronic vehicle chargers, and they're building a network dedicated to the hospitality industry alone, where you're not charging at the gas station or the grocery store. They're building a map of charging stations within the hospitality industry. So that's pretty exciting. We have a new bookkeeper financial strategy group that is going to be there, and they deal specifically in hospitality. They understand hospitality. So that's great that they're going to understand where your numbers need to be. They understand the expense columns and the very diverse profit and loss statement of a lodging business. So they'll be able to help a lot of people out. We have some insurance agencies that have merged to make themselves bigger and better. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's going to be a great marketplace because these people are coming in with a purpose. They want to see the business grow. They want to see the industry grow because if our industry grows, their business grows as well. It's a nice relationship between the lodging owners and their service providers and their product suppliers.
Excellent. Cool.
The fun and the networking. You can't forget.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, I have a question first about the culinary thing. And you say it's not about becoming whatever, grand chefs or whatever. Are you saying that there's not going to be any extra food that I'm going to be able to consume when they put these culinary experts are doing their thing?
No. Unfortunately, no. We have the luxury of utilizing a real kitchen. The premise of this is when I did a site visit here, they had a fine dining restaurant at the hotel that they converted into meeting space during the pandemic. But they kept the kitchen for the culinary team to use as a test kitchen. So it's got all the bells and whistles that these great executive chefs use and sous chefs and pastry chefs use. And I asked them point blank, can we use that kitchen? Because when you hold a conference, if you see conferences where they bring in all this and stage all the ovens and hoods, and there is a lot of time, energy, and money that has to go into bringing in a kitchen to a ballroom floor. And this is already done. It's set up for us. And they said, absolutely. And I said, sold. We're coming. Yes. And so it is limited seating. We only have about 10 more seats left. So if you are interested in the culinary conference, by all means, you need to register now because, again, it is limited seating because you can only put so many people in a kitchen. You can't have that many chefs in the kitchen. But it will be a dynamite outing. And I honestly, I can't say when it's going to happen again in this capacity because, again, we do have the kitchen at our disposal to use. And yeah. That's unique for a hotel to be able to offer that to us.
So you did confirm that there will be food that is going to be cooked. So it's not.
Yes, Steve, I'll send you a text when it's ready.
That's cool. Yeah, especially if you're doing the vegetarian options, right? You know
that's
me.
That's right.
So, or fish. I'm a pescatarian, so that'll work. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't have any fish lined up in the menu. I guess we should have called you ahead of time because that's just something you normally don't see at the breakfast table.
That's true. That is true. Smoked salmon, I guess you could do.
Yeah, I guess we could go smoked salmon. I actually had a great smoked salmon there. When I toured the place, they gave me a breakfast. There was some nice avocado toast with a cream cheese, smoked salmon, and capers on it.
Nice.
That made me a believer.
Excellent. Now, all right. So if I am thinking, you know, I'm an innkeeper, whether I'm aspiring or otherwise, a newer one or an experienced one, what are we talking about in terms of costs? As well as I know there's also discounts in terms of staying at the Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. So, and I think there's time frames on when you'd have to book and that sort of thing. So you want to talk about some of that?
Sure. The current rate is $899, and that's a member price. So it is definitely, membership has its privileges. Membership does reduce your rates for the conference. So right now they're $899. And Sarah, I'm going to go on a limb. If anybody hears this and uses the code ALPDEAL100, ALPDEAL100 as a promo code in all capital letters, it'll take $100 off your registration for up to 5 people. So if you bring 5 people to the conference, it's going to take $500 off the registration of those 5 people total.
Excellent.
So spread the word on that. So the cost is $899 for the aspiring or the new or the main conference. The culinary conference is a little bit more, but just because we have to purchase the food that goes along with making the food, that part's not free. But the discount would apply for the culinary conference as well. Now, the hotel is $249 a night plus tax. That includes the resort fee. That includes the shuttle services that take you around. that includes two free drinks when you get there. It'll give you
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Two free welcome drinks at the hotel bar. So that's something to also take advantage of. Like I said, it's a four diamond resort. And just for comparison, I looked at it yesterday and the room rates right now were running $379 if you just book there. The $249 is a pretty sweet deal per night for single double occupancy compared to, you know, $120 more per night. Plus, you'd end up having to pay a higher resort fee on top of that. So February 1st is the end of our room block. So if you don't book by February 1st, then you're going to be paying their rack rate, which is that $379 or more. It could climb as high as $400 or $500 a night. So you definitely want to take advantage of our ALP room block. It makes so much sense to stay on property. All the sessions are there. Our Tuesday night party is on property, so you're right there. So when the night is over, you don't have to hop on a bus. You can just hop on the elevator and go up to your room. Everything is going to be in one location. It's a short trip from whether it's Sanford that you fly into. Allegiant Airlines flies into Sanford, and they have some really, really low rates coming down from New England to fly into Sanford, or MCO, which is Orlando International Airport designation. And I've seen Frontier flights out of Philly for as low as $70 round trip.
Wow.
You can't beat those kind of airline prices. Now, tally all those numbers up. And Steve, I'm going to yell at you because you said the dreaded C word. It's a cost. I don't look at it as a cost. It's an investment.
It's an investment. That's right.
It's an absolute investment. And I would say almost everybody we've talked to, the nuggets that you pick up at the conference, whether it be in the education classes or whether it be talking to other innkeepers or whether it be talking to the allied partners, the nuggets you pick up and the concepts you learn, it only amounts to usually about 2 to 3 rooms a month. That's the break-even point. So if you don't pick up 2 to 3 rooms per month, you probably weren't paying attention. You really learn so much. I remember the first conference I did with the associations years ago, somebody sat down with an insurance agent and saved $5,000 on his policy right there at the table. That paid for his conference. The discounts that many of our exhibitors give, they give show discounts where you set up your purchases there, whether it be for amenities or table or, you know, linens and robes. The discounts that you could pick up at the show sometimes save, you know, enough to pay for your conference. So it's really an investment to go to these things. And it's time, it's money, but you get it back. And you can't really look at it 1 year out. You have to look at that guests, you know, those 2 to 3 rooms you book, and then you convert them into annual guests. What you learned at the conference is now carried on for 3 to 5 more years. So it's not just one room night you're picking up. You're picking up, you know, 5 more years of guests from this one conference. So it really makes sense for everybody that can possibly be there to be there. I know it's hard sometimes for people to make that, push that one button that closes their property for a week. It's really hard as a business owner to close your doors, but there's options. We have a partner, Interim Innkeepers Network. They are the babysitters of the industry. They'll come and run your property for you while you're gone.
Darcy Bartlett, right?
Darcy Bartlett.
She's been on our podcast when she took over and we weren't even familiar with them. Remember, Matt? And it's like, wow, this is such an awesome idea. She's really done a lot. I see her a lot at some of the state conferences as well. So
yeah. I've had other innkeepers, other out of the box ways to get away because this is a vacation and it's a tax write-off at the same time. It's a double-edged, you know, good sword. Maybe they have a staff member that is at that point where they can take on more responsibility and give them a room to stay on property, have them stay in one of your guest rooms for 3 or 4 days while you're at the conference. I've had other properties that have repeat guests that they trust so much to say, the place is yours. Come on over and give them a discount on the room. They know where the kitchen's at. They know how to make the coffee already because they've been there so many times. They just give them the place. Maybe they have somebody in town that's a close friend or another innkeeper that can maybe step in and out of a role of an innkeeper while they're gone. There's many ways to do this that really will, again, help grow their business in the end.
And I just want to say, like, I know that some people get a little intimidated by going to an event with people that they don't know. It's a little scary. But I can say firsthand experience, you could go into this event not knowing a single person and you will walk away with like dozens and dozens of new best friends. It's that kind of culture and such a welcoming group that the fear of not knowing anybody dissipates very quickly.
Yeah, we're going to be having something this year, Steve, called Conversation Starters. And you know those ribbons you put on your name badge?
Right.
It's a speaker or new exhibitor. We're going to be making some up. They're going to be color coordinated. So there may be a purple one that says, I need help with weddings. But there's going to be a corresponding color that says, I'm a wedding guru. Ah, so if you need help with weddings, you just need to walk around the conference and looking for other purple badges. And maybe you run into another person that needs help, but maybe you run into the guru. And that right there, you immediately know what you need to start talking about or what you could start talking about. And we're going to do that for the weddings, and we're going to do that for financial strategies and marketing and operations, just to get conversations started. When it comes to the marketplace, that's something you can pick up. You'll pick up one that says, I'm a marketing guru. And people can come to you and they know right away, when I talk to Steve or Diane, they already know what you're a guru in, and you can help them out without even trying to pick it out of their brain by asking a ton of questions. You'll know where to start the conversation.
That's a cool idea. That's excellent. Yeah. I mean, my experience, I guess this will be probably the fourth time at the conference. I know we had the COVID year, but yeah, I mean, all the people were super nice. And I look forward to like some of the other allied partners that I've gotten to know, whether, you know, it's you're next to them in the booth or whatever. I just think it's the industry. It's unique as far as the people being, I guess, because it's a people business, but they're easy to get along with and just a lot of fun to be around. They like to have fun. So, and partly maybe because they're so used to serving others, they get a chance to go and maybe be served a little bit themselves. So,
right.
Yeah. So cool. Anything else, Sarah, Eric? I'm sorry. I'm taking away Matt's question. Matt, go ahead.
This is usually where I insert myself back in. Yeah. This is the end of the podcast. Just wanted to see if there's any parting shots or anything we may have missed. And we'll start with Sarah.
Oof. I just, you know, I'm so grateful to have completed 1 year with ALP. I am extremely excited for Orlando. I feel like the first conference for me was, you know, just getting my feet a little wet. And now I feel like I've got my groove, you know, and I really am excited to see everybody. It's the one time a year where we can, you know, hug someone that we just are so appreciative of and pick people's brains and have a drink and just have some laughs. So I'm excited for Orlando. I'm excited for 2024. It's going to be a good year. And, you know, I'm just grateful for all the staff and volunteers and everybody that makes ALP happen.
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks, Sarah. Eric, any parting shots?
A couple two-parted shots, actually, that I didn't mention. One, our keynote, Christine Trippi, the pineapple guru, the hospitality guru. She is going to be putting on a great keynote about being able to say yes, finding the ways to say yes, and what, you know, the 7 steps to saying yes to your guests about whatever it might be. She came to us highly recommended with her energy. She's presented in our industry before at the California conference, but she came highly recommended. So she's going to be a blast to work with. And just recently, this past week, we've learned that Chip Rogers, the CEO of American Hotel and Lodging Association, will also be joining us in Orlando. For anybody that wants to be an ALP member, the lodging partners, unfortunately not the ally partners, but the lodging professionals, they get a dual membership. They get to be an AHLA member when they become an ALP member. It's a dual membership. So that's a really big bonus to get, because it can get pretty pricey to be an AHLA member, especially if you have a larger property. You get it for free when you're a member with ALP. But to have Chip there is a great addition as well. So it is. I'd encourage anyone to ask me for references. If they're curious if this is for them, by all means, email me, conference@alplodging.org. And I will give them a book of innkeepers that go to these conferences year over year. You know, some highlights are chair of the education director, Marco DiDemisio. Marco is the owner innkeeper of the Candlebury Inn in Nantucket. And he's won the number one B&B in the country 2 years running. And he's still going to the conference. Number two B&B in the world is, I think, his other designation. So he lives for this. And it's a great plug to have him on our side.
So conference@alplodging.org is your email. And so alplodging.org is where they can go website-wise to get any information about the conference and sign up, and register and all of that, right?
Right. On social media, all the things, yes.
Yep. There's an events tab on our website, and they can click on the conference, and then they can click on the agenda, and they can see every session, every description, every speaker that's going to be at the conference. Coming up probably late January, early February, we're going to hold a webinar, the Conference Survival Kit, because this isn't something you just go to. You need to plan to go to the conference. You can't just walk into an amusement park and say, I'm here. You need to plan your route. And that's what we work with, the survival kit, how to use the mobile app.
Why never to go to an amusement park with you, Eric?
I know. I'm a blast at an amusement park. So yeah, you have to plan these things. I'm all about planning. I'm all about looking forward and moving forward, but you have to build a plan to get there.
It's 2 o'clock. Time for a funnel cake.
That's right.
All right. Excellent. Matt,
I love it. I'll take us out. Well, this concludes this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Sarah Gazy, who's the CEO of ALP, and Eric Spence, who's the conference and event planner at ALP. And once again, we're back to do our annual podcast with them to learn more about their upcoming 2024 ALP conference and marketplace and really get an update on all things ALP. And our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app, which is the digital concierge that helps your guests to live like locals. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com. And Sarah and Eric, thank you so much for joining us. And Steve Short, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, guys, for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you guys doing this.